the Dems and legacy media had a very, they were putting on the quote unquote brave face, right? Oh, we're going to march in there and we're going to defeat Donald Trump and blah, blah, blah. All the stuff they've been saying for a year now. We have a diverse field. We have a strong field. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever the case may be. Except what happened is allowing Bernie Sanders to be in there because he's not a Democrat. He's a quote unquote independent. You let him into the race because you like the attention he got. You liked the support he got and the money that flowed in and the attention that was brought to the Democratic Party by having him in these races until he actually started to win some of these races, which is not a shock considering it was stolen from him in 2016. But now everybody's absolutely freaking out. In this article from Niall Strange or Stanage at thehill.com, chaos deepens among Democrats after Bloomberg's misfire. I think it's one of those things where everybody kind of had hope. Like, oh, well, Bloomberg will come in and he's got money and he's been in politics and he's a New Yorker. He should be fine. You know, if he jumps into the race, we might be okay. Except if you listen to people like me and I told you, hey, Bloomberg's going to go on that stage and it's going to be a bloodbath. They're going to rip him apart because he's walking into this race about 12 months too late. And it happened. Even though you got to give Bloomberg some credit. Bloomberg did get a couple shots in. But overall, it was the shot in the arm that Pocahontas Warren needed to try and revive her campaign, even though it's a losing effort. So let's see what this article has to say. Democratic presidential race is in fresh turmoil after New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg turned in a conspicuously poor performance in the first debate Wednesday evening. Bloomberg took a hammering in Las Vegas at the hands of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and the rest of the Democratic field. Even Pete Buttigieg looked like a credible candidate next to Bloomberg. The negative impact is reverberating across the Democratic Party and especially among the centrists in the Democratic Party. The party's moderate vote, which I don't know even exists, but sure, let's keep playing pretend on that, is splintered among several candidates, which is very interesting. If you look at polling data where the candidates would end up, Biden and Bloomberg almost tie for the amount of delegates they get, meaning Bloomberg's entrance takes away those delegates that Biden was getting, which would have actually put him over Bernie. So they shot themselves in the foot instead of just sticking with Biden and just trying to cover for him as long as possible, because people would have coalesced around him if it became, oh, Bernie's going to win, then let's just all throw our support behind Biden. I think that's what would have happened. But they panicked. They panicked. And they said, we got to get somebody else in. And so what we have is a problem, because Bloomberg's misfire, according to the article, means that the dynamic isn't changing. Bernie is still the guy to beat. And you know what? Trump saying that at his rally the other night cements that chaos, because now people will say, oh, well, Trump thinks Bernie's the guy to win and Trump's the president. He's not taking these other candidates seriously. So Trump is pouring fuel on the fire too. Oh, it's going to be Bernie. It's going to be Bernie. None of these other losers can beat me. It's Bernie. That's the guy who's going to run. And so everybody's, and that perception adds to the issue that's happening in the Democratic Party. The centrist, quote unquote, we'll just have to do that, contend Sanders is too risky a candidate. No, he's a socialist. And if you give the party to a socialist as their standard bearer, you're never getting it back. That's the risky part. In a TV interview this month, James Carville has been losing his mind about this, saying the only difference between the United States and the abyss is the Democratic Party. That's a joke. That's it. If we go to the way of the British Labour Party, we nominate Jeremy Corbyn, it's going to be the end of days. Corbyn's party suffered a catastrophic defeat at the hands of Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Yeah, even if you... Who are you going to nominate that's going to stop this? Right? Who is the person that's going to stop this? Not Warren, not Buttigieg, not Bernie, not Bloomberg. Nobody. Hillary? Nobody. The problem from the quote-unquote centrist point of view is that Sanders is the dominant figure on the left, while Bloomberg, Joe Biden, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar fight over the quote-unquote centrist votes. Elizabeth Warren is something of a wild card. Hey, is that like an Indian joke? As she is not as far left as center Sanders, but not as centrist as the other four, because she says whatever she thinks she needs to say in order to get votes. That's the problem. She's about as authentic as her Native American heritage. So that doesn't help either. She's not a wild card. She would get just as clobbered in the election as anybody else. So these people at the Hill, which obviously stink of being leftist shills, are trying to, what about Warren? What? Well, Warren's a wild card. We think she's a wild card. I think she's a red card. Ah, terrible dad joke. So, in an ABC News, Washington Post national poll this week, Sanders, with the expected 32% support, had exactly twice the backing of his closest challenger, Biden at 16, Bloomberg at 14, and then everybody else, who cares? Bloomberg's candidacy had been built around his vast advertising outlays, where he spent about $350 million in November alone, or since he started. Let's end this article real. Let's jump to the end here. The core of the dilemma that Democrats face right now is that neither Bloomberg nor Sanders will have an easy time uniting the party if they win the nomination. They're not Democrats. Bloomberg's a Democrat. He's just kind of a loser with a lot of money. You know, he rode the tails of Giuliani, and then once you were in, he had everything kind of messed around. Finally, it's going to take someone of enormous dexterity and skill to bring everybody together. Not really, because there are too many parties among the left, especially with the farther push left that they've allowed with the entrance of Bernie Sanders to quote unquote unite. What is the unite? Orange man bad? That's all you've got, is orange man bad. He's so bad, but that doesn't work. That's not a policy.